the rest of the story. 100 years ago, Gorin, Missouri was a fly speck on the map of the Midwest, up in the northeast corner of the state between Fabius and the Wauconda Rivers. The population of Gorin almost doubled when the Miller family gave birth to a dozen children. And they worked the wheat and cucumber fields of their farmer parents. They were reared staunch Methodists, dedicated to hard work, obedience, temperance. As his daughters matured, Mr. Philip Miller's rigid standards were applied to any young men who came courting. Lily chose well. A promising young local named Loring, he already owned his own hardware business. But the middle daughter, Arabella, well, she fell in love with, of all things, a Presbyterian. His name was T.C. Schneble, Theodore Carl Schneble. He was utterly unsuitable for daughter Arabella, had no prospects, and, as I say, was a predestination Presbyterian, entirely unworthy of the Miller family's Methodist tradition. And what did he want to do with his life? He had a wild notion about some distant place out west, which he insisted was the most magnificent location in all of creation. On Arabella's 20th birthday, despite her father's unforgiving resistance, she married T.C. Schneble. In 1897, almost precisely 100 years ago, they rode off into the sunset together. Mr. Miller, pleased with daughter Lily's choice of husbands, shared the family home with them, while Arabella, who had run away with a worthless dreamer, was disinherited. But this is the rest of the story. T.C. Schneble and his bride, reading and rereading rhapsodic letters which he had received from his similarly adventuresome brother, headed west for what was described as a wilderness canyon of such splendor as to rival the portals of heaven itself. Our century had just begun when the newlyweds homesteaded between the spectacular red rock walls of their new canyon home. That was in 1902. All ties with her family back east had been severed, but Arabella set out to make a new life with her would-be rancher husband in a beautiful no-place which they named for themselves Schneble Station. On their canyon walls, petroglyphs in the russet sandstone were early signatures of the guest book of long-ago Sinagua Indians. Even now, a few families of Apaches remained cultivating squash beds. If they did not welcome the newlyweds, they tolerated them. In the century since, T.C.'s heaven on earth has attracted an inevitable migration. Today, the splendid canyon walls shelter sumptuous resorts. Grand homes line the creek bank. There are galleries and festivals and tourist tours through ancient ruins, including the first stone house built by T.C. and Arabella most of 100 years ago. By the way, the settlement the newlyweds christened Schneble Station is no longer called that. You see, when civilization arrived, the post office said that name was too long for its cancellation stamps. So the emerging city was given Arabella's other name. Her full maiden name was Sedona Arabella Miller. And to this day, her Arizona mountain home is called Sedona. Oh, you remember how she was disowned by her family in Missouri for running away to nowhere with a man of another religion? Back home, her sister Lily had married a prosperous hardware man. Well, that hardware man, trying to live up to the family's high hopes, got in a hurry. And for embezzlement, he ended up in San Quentin prison. And his wife, Lily, 4 generations ago, died in anonymity, while her runaway sister, Sedona, lives forever. Now you know the rest of the story.